You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Have you ever experienced what it was like to have a mentor? That is, someone who was your advisor, instructor, or counsellor in every situation in which you found yourself.
For advice nowadays, you would usually seek out a solicitor or lawyer, and that can cost a great deal of money. However, sometimes the need for someone who understands all the complexities of the law outweighs the steep costs involved. Having someone to represent you in or out of court is a tremendous advantage.
Today, many are suffering problems with which they feel only a professional can help. But many times, a psychiatrist merely probes and listens, and year after year, the same problems resurface. They're not solved. You see, the patient does come to recognise what's troubling him or her, but they cannot find the inner strength or the will to deal with it.
Anxiety, worry and tension are natural responses to all the various stressful situations in our lives. Uncontrolled or repressed anger can also lead to feelings of resentment and hostility. There's an old Latin proverb that goes like this: "He who goes angry to bed has the devil for his bedfellow." How many times we hear of men who have either become redundant or fear they've lost their jobs, returning to their workplace and shooting their boss and even their workmates? Their inattentions have finally boiled over into murderous actions of vengeance. This has happened right down to schoolboys eliminating their own schoolmates.
How different things would have been if only these individuals had someone to counsel them, to advise them, and even comfort them in their perceived sense of loss. There's no doubt everyone needs good advice. That's why we should use the Bible, the Word of God, as our authority. When faced with daily irritations or the huge problems that life dishes up to us, the Bible has the answers.
Well-known evangelist Billy Graham, who has suffered the effects of Parkinson's disease, comments on this. He says, "Many of you are filled with 1,000 anxieties. Bring them to Jesus Christ by faith. I am learning in my own life day by day to keep my mind centered on Christ. The worries and concerns of the world pass, and then nothing but peace is left in my heart."
Only by experiencing God's forgiveness can guilt be driven away. When God forgives, who can condemn us? So how can we have this forgiveness? By accepting His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Saviour, your advisor, and your mentor. You see, each one of us are separated from God by all the wrong attitudes and faulty behaviour we have. But Jesus bridges that gap. Listen to this: "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on His name." What a tremendous offer. God actually invites us to belong to His family.
Being part of a loving, caring family, that's really something. Maybe not too many of us have experienced that. But when you belong to the family, you have all the responsibilities, but also the rights of God's children. That is, you can claim the promises that God has made for your very own. Listen to some of these verses from God's Word that especially applies to us today in the 21st century.
"Cast all your cares upon Jesus, for He cares for you." And, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And this one: "I sought the Lord and He found me and delivered me from all my fears."
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.